So I'm going to try to describe in words what just worked. So I have a WordPress site. It's called daveverse.wordpress.com. And it has the ActivityPub plugin turned on. All I had to do was go to the settings dialog, and it was one of the options. And all I had to do was just turn it on, and it worked. And so I had done it, and I'm working on an editor that connects up to WordPress. And what got me interested, I had been working on this editor for, I don't know, about a year, actually, on and off, not straight through. I've worked on many projects this year. But I put a lot of effort into pretty much everything. It's a good editor. And it's not an outliner, it's just a straight WYSI editor that generates Markdown, FYI. It's a really nice combination of features. I really, really hacked at the user interface. I wanted it to be, like, great. Because I think that's what WordPress deserves, is a really, really good, simple editor on top of everything else. So that you don't worry about all the, you know, settings and stuff. And that you still have the WordPress site to do all that with, but this is just for writing. And so I was, so I picked it up again now that I saw ActivityPub is happening there. And I don't know, I've learned a lot about WordPress in the last week or two because it's all gotten stirred up, you know, and they're fighting over like all the different organizations, but realize that for people on the edge of this, I've never been part of the WordPress community. And I'm also getting that even if I was, I wouldn't understand what all of these different organizations and people do and what the role is between the organization and the company and Matt and the vendors, the service providers and the developers. And my God, it's like really complicated, but I'm starting to get a feel for it. And as I'm doing that, I'm seeing, well, I'm not seeing anybody doing this, working. You know, I think there's a blogosphere in there somewhere. I think blogosphere got lost in there. It's kind of like a science fiction fantasy thing that it's like, you know, in another dimension. It's almost like a Star Trek episode, you know? And I think they're in there. I think there are some bloggers in there. So, and I'd like to find them. That's the thing. And so I'm looking for anything that's exciting and interesting that'll get people's attention. And ActivityPub counts for sure. The thing that I always dreaded about ActivityPub was that I would have to understand ActivityPub. But the great thing about this is I haven't had to understand a thing about it. They are doing it automatic. And they created this bridge. And you can follow my account as if it were, because it is a Fediverse account. It's not that it looks like one. It actually is one. All right. So I had forgotten that there would this stuff would go across. And I was writing about the product and I used the fucking product's name. And I thought, oh my God, should I erase this? You know, because like this is a leak, you know? And I decided not to erase it. Although like there are some hints left as to, I did actually erase the what I wrote about it, but there are hints as to what the product is if you go look around, if you're interested. I don't expect most people will be, but so I was, imagine my surprise when I'm going, you know, I go make the rounds when I'm about to like take a break or something, and so I go to Threads and I go to Mastodon and I go to Blue Sky and I go to Twitter even still, and sometimes I go to micro.blog and just see what's going on, right? So I go to Mastodon, which is in this, I have two Mastodons I have to check. Don't ask me why, I'm not sure, but I have two. And this is the one on Mastodon.social where I am following my daveverse.work, this is a new site, so I have to work to remember that, daveverse.wordpress.com. And I'm following it there, like about me and five other people. And I see this post with all this leaked information. I go, oh my God, what did I do? But then I go, in a whole different tone of voice, oh my God, what did I do? It's like, whoa, that's weird. Oh my God, that's good. That was the next thing. That's really good. Look what happened. So then I went back over to my editor, and I wonder what happens if I make a change here. Let's see. Oh, because, you know, like, wouldn't it be great if the change percolated through? I know the change is going to go to WordPress because that's the point of this piece of software. That's, believe me, that's been tested, okay, and that works. But the question is, will it flow from the WordPress site over to the Mastodon site? Because there's this connection. There's the same post in two different places. So I made the change, and I brought the other. I brought the Mastodon site to the front, and I was watching it and watching and waiting and go, oh yeah, well, yeah, that was a lot to hope for. So I open up a comment. You know, there's, of course, since I'm Mastodon, I can add a comment right there, and I get ready. I haven't typed anything yet, and there's the update. No way. I passed out. It was like, give me a break. Did that really work? So I tried it again. And this time I used the stopwatch on my Apple Watch. It has a stopwatch app. It took 13 seconds to get across. I thought, well, you know, that's fine. No problem. It's not as fast as I've seen synchronization work. I mean, you know, it's, but who cares, right? I don't fucking care. It's really awesome that it worked. Then I said, all right, here we are, you know, and I think that I need to find out, what about HTML? So I put a link in there and I boldface some stuff. I already knew that the styling worked because there were styles in the original post because WordPress supports styles, of course. Didn't even have to think about that, right? And yeah, the styling went through, the link went through. I said, what about a unordered list, bulleted list. Yeah, that went through. Now, I haven't tried everything. I hope everything doesn't work, actually. I hope there are some filters in there. And my feeling on that is that support Markdown, that's probably pretty safe. Maybe some limits on it, because Markdown officially does allow, as I understand it, you're allowed to put like regular HTML in there. But I just have to take a deep breath. I had to, like, I wrote it up, but I thought, I know he's going to understand this, because it's like, it's hard, I mean, to even visualize it, it's hard to visualize, but it's exactly what you would expect. See, that's the thing. It may be hard to explain, it may be hard to visualize. Point is that it falls into the category of just works. It just works. You know that phrase? It's like, I tried something and it just worked. They didn't have to do anything, or another way of putting it, it worked exactly as I expected, and so much so that it was already working before I noticed that it was working. You know, that's a really good sign. So I want to congratulate all the people that require congratulations here. I mean, it's ActivityPub is fine. As long as I don't have to do anything, I'm pretty freaking happy with that. So I've been, you know, saying, you know, it's not ActivityPub. I'm a realist about it. I think ActivityPub, never mind. Thank you, ActivityPub. And thank you to Mastodon. And thank you especially to WordPress and to whatever, to whoever else. I don't know. I think that between Mastodon and WordPress, there can be a lot of progress. Apparently, they haven't been able to connect to Threads yet in this environment, but I think that we should connect to Threads. I really do. So anyway, that's it from here. I think I need to go take a nap. Talk to you later. Bye.